Women's ice hockey is in a very different place than it was only a decade ago. Across the country, leagues have formed at youth levels, and more girls are playing the sport than ever.
Over the course of the last couple of years, we've had pretty steady growth. In general, our girls are increasing. Girls under the age of 18, for example, in from 14-15 to 15-16, grew at a rate of around 2-3%. Our biggest increase in that age group is primarily in girls that are 6 and under.
Meet Joe Eppolito, the New York State Girls Coordinator and Regional Member of the USA Hockey Board of Directors. He says USA Hockey has launched several efforts to encourage more people to play. In the 2015-16 season, USA Hockey saw a growth of more than 1,800 girls in the 8 and under age group. The age group for both boys and girls grew by 1.7%, which is the largest growth in that section in the organization's history.
Hockey for younger aged players, males and females, has a focus on fun and skill development. So at the very, very youngest levels, we're trying, USA Hockey's making a concerted effort to make hockey more fun and more skill-focused as opposed to competition-focused.
While youth girls hockey is growing, the NWHL, America's Professional Women's Hockey League, is fighting for its survival in only its second year. Players were recently informed of salary cuts to allow the league to run for the rest of the season. The average league salary this season was $14,000 until these recent events. Still, Buffalo Buttes defenseman and team captain Emily Falzer dreams that someday professional salaries can be enough to live on.
I hope that it gets to a point where people can have this as their only job, like men's hockey, so that would be pretty awesome to see.
While the league struggles financially, there is no doubt it has made an impact on young girls who are interested in the sport. Linda Moroz is the assistant general manager for the Buttes and a varsity girls ice hockey head coach with the Monsignor Martin High School Athletic Association.
I'm a varsity coach, and each year my team grows and grows and grows, which is great. And the Fed League itself, the Western New York Girls Ice Hockey Federation League, I mean, the numbers just keep skyrocketing. So it's really great. And, you know, the Buttes, I can attribute to that, because now these girls have professional women that they can look up to and see as their heroes.
Moreau says there were no girls teams she could play on until she was a teenager. Falzer, who grew up in Buffalo, had a similar experience.
Yeah, so I actually started playing with the boys. I didn't really know there was girls hockey around. I grew up playing in my backyard with my two older brothers and went on to play Amherst boys hockey for quite a few years, and then transferred over to the girls, but now there's great youth programs here.
Falzer says being viewed as a role model is humbling.
You don't really think of yourself as a role model, so you kind of have to remind yourself that, especially when you see the little girls in the stands, that they're watching you, and just you want to have them like aspire for something someday.
The Buttes play their home games at Harbor Center in front of sizable crowds, even during Bills games. Moreau says one of the changes in the sport over the years is the speed and skill of which the game is played.
I have friends now that come to these pro games and for the women, and they can't believe how high-paced it is, and it's kind of frustrating, and I feel like kind of like a slap in the face when these guys are like, oh, it's girls hockey. Well, you know what, come watch a game and let's see how we can change your opinion. And you know, three of my friends walked away last week during the K-9 appreciation game. They're like, these girls can play.
Moroz wants female players to be seen in the same light as their male counterparts.
Just because we're women, it doesn't matter. As soon as we put that jersey on, we're no longer women. We're just hockey players, and that's what we really want to be known as, is just hockey players.
This is Tony Callens for WBFO News.